It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, guys. Morning. Wake up.
That's right. It may be the middle of the month, but you know what? This is a pretty busy week.
It's a very busy week, and that's because of budgets. We've got everybody scrambling to get their budgets done to hand over to their boards of finance. So I have tomorrow night, Kanan, goes, the selectmen go before the Board of Finance, and then the following night, the Board of Education goes before the Board of Finance in that town, and tomorrow night, Sharon, both go before the Board of Finance. So, yes, it's busy, busy at least.
Now, on top of all those, you have the Sharon Green Committee meeting today. That's going to happen at noontime. Salisbury Board of Education.
That's right.
Is meeting tonight at 5:30.
That is right, yes.
Inland Wetlands Conservation in Kanan at 7 o'clock tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a busy night tonight, and we'll just bypass those. But then, like you said, it just doesn't – I was surprised when I looked at this week because it just doesn't – it doesn't get any easier.
It's supposed to calm down after the first couple of weeks of the month.
The Sharon Housing Authority is meeting at 5 o'clock on Tuesday. The Exchange Club of Kanan has their meeting on Tuesday night. And like you said, the Sharon Board of Finance, at 7 o'clock. I mean, it's amazing. North Kanan Rec Commission meets on Tuesday. And then the Board of Selectmen has their presentation to the Board of Finance, like you said. That comes up at 7:30 on Tuesday. It goes on and on. The Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission meets on the 20th. The Transfer Station Building Committee and the Track Committee meet on Wednesday.
So don't say there's nothing to do, folks.
The Zoning Board of Appeals meets on Wednesday in North Kanan. And then, like you said, the presentation of the Board of Education budget in North Kanan. Wow, and that's just Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm sure there'll be other stuff the rest of the week.
We remind everybody that Maria Horn has really gotten out and publicly let people know about that meeting in Hartford today.
Right.
Where people should go and find out about Cricket Valley. And in Sharon, they're not going to place the measuring device here at the radio station. They're going to do it.
No, at the Sewer and Water Commission building out on Calkinstown Road.
It's way from cars and trucks and noise.
Which makes a lot of sense. I think they'll get a better reading out there. Yeah.
So,
loads to do. And this weekend was busy as well. Actually, starting last week, we had the Board of Finance meeting in Falls Village, at which the Board of Selectmen gave its presentation. Oh, and then the Board of Education will be giving its presentation next week at, I believe it's the 25th. So it's just going to go on and on until the budgets are passed in May, so no rest. We were at COG this past week. Interesting talk about the census. The two folks were there from the Albany region, and that's what covers Connecticut, and urging the first selectman to find people to work. They are desperate to have people do both the office and the field work for the census to make sure everybody is counted. So jobs are available, $21 an hour. So people who are looking for work, this is really something that they ought to look into and call their town halls to see if they can, if they really want to do some work. This is a good way to do it.
Yeah. $20 an hour. But you do take flack from a lot of people.
One of the things invading my privacy and all that. Yeah.
But one of the things that could be done through the media is explain the benefit locally.
Right.
If you're a person who is living in this country in question, the last thing you want to see is somebody coming from the Census Bureau because you just don't trust them.
Yes, and that is true.
But they say that, you know, that's not their
That's right. It's actually beneficial if they're counted because
it brings in more money to the
so
to the town.
You just have to explain that. You know you're going to lose a percentage of it. Just like as you know that overage when you're building something and you have to put in 10, 20, 30% overage because it's going to cost more even though this is the budget everyone's agreed to?
contingency, yes.
That's it.
Yep. But they were quick to say everybody gets counted. It doesn't matter who you are. And the money comes back. Connecticut is slated to get $11 billion, and those towns who, you know, have the best figures, most accurate figures,
get
will get more money for things like transportation and grants. So, again, if you're, and those looking for some work, this is, you know, temporary until the census must be done by next December, a year from December. At any rate, as I said, we were at the lasagna dinner at Kellogg for the 8th grade class trip on Friday, and if you want to see a crowd.
Well, they did that, and then people went from there to see
Rip Van Winkle,
yeah. which ran all weekend long.
Mm-hmm.
And there were
mm-hmm.
big watch parties for, of course, the car show in Falls Village mm-hmm. that premiered this past week. And figures for Judy Jacobs' car show site went through the roof after the show aired nationally.
Is that right? Wow.
Through the roof, yeah.
Wow, that's great. That's become a real...
Well, just imagine now, it aired nationally. Can you imagine what the turnout's going to be this year?
But also, at the selectmen's meeting the other night, they talked about the truck pull and the need to ramp that up as well. So they are going to now have a wine and beer festival with local breweries and wineries to help with attendance, because it has been running at a deficit, and they do want to see if they can encourage people to come.
Wine, beer, and trucks. You just can't get any better than that.
More could you want.
Wine, beer, trucks, and mud. Wine, beer, trucks, and mud.
Yeah, right. But it is, you know, you sit out there at the rec center out in Falls Village on a beautiful autumn day, and, I mean, it's loud, and the beer and wine will add to the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
So the selectmen did give the okay to that. And then, of course, on Saturday, we talking about mud, we trounced through the Audubon Center for the
Maple Fest.
Yeah. And always fun. And always the people just flock there as well to see how, and they do a fabulous job of explaining how maple syrup is made. We're really lucky to have that facility in our backyard. It's amazing what it does. So.
Absolutely. All right.
So, yeah, so I guess no rest this week, huh?
Get your roller skates on.
Here we go. Well, at least I can put my roller skates on, get out of the mud a little bit,
and we wish
my boots off.
And before we go, we wish Sam Herrick a happy birthday today.
No, it's today Sam's birthday. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Sam.
One of the few good guys left inside that administration.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sam. Oh, Marshall, you just...
He's a great guy.
A great guy.
God bless him is all. And,
he's been there for a while.
All right.
Talking about Sam and Sheffield, just a shout out to that poor town. Yeah. They've had a terrible week.
Horrible.
And our thoughts are with all those people, and as well as the first responders who had to it was just awful. But borders don't matter when it comes to things like that. The Connecticut side is right there to help out.
All right.
So. All right, guys. Have a good week.
All right, Ruth, we'll speak to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.